Right, Becky's classifiers coming up after six. You know we normally try and help you beat the credit crunch on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got one here. This won't at all, but it's too good a classified to miss.
Okay.
Okay? Actual bargains coming up after 6 o'clock tonight. Becky's not here. She's about to be replaced by a parrot, but her classifieds still are. Right, listen to this.
Exquisite gated Italian Renaissance-inspired villa.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Very nice.
In the exclusive Grand Gated Summit. This magnificent estate offers approximately 7,500 square feet of luxury. Six bed, six bathroom, gated motor court, wet bar, maid's quarters, library, smoking room slash den, sophisticated formal dining room, and a grand entrance foyer.
Whose house is that?
Whose house is that?
Uh-huh.
Up
for sale.
I don't... In Italy? Did it... No?
No.
Oh, I thought it said in Italy.
No.
Well, I don't know. It could be anybody's.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is?
Yes. That is Britney's grand entrance foyer. Listen.
Artisan quality finishes are highlighted by dramatic high ceilings, providing a sense of unmatched scale and volume. Old world craftsmanship and designer details, including carved millwork, stone and mosaic tile floors, and elegant iron accents are found throughout.
I've always wanted some carved millwork.
Have you?
Yeah.
Now's your chance.
Now, it's just over, like I said, this is not helping to beat the credit crunch, just over $7 million.
Okay.
But they have knocked a lot off the price because of the economic downturn.
What did it used to be?
Oh, nearly eight, I think.
Manicured rear grounds afford a pool, spa, elegant arbour and lush landscaping, ideal for year-round entertaining.
Amazing.
This grand estate is offered with selected furnishings, accessories and artwork. $7 million.
Wow.
So she's going to leave some of her furniture behind, is she?
Yeah, you get some of Britney Spears' furniture as well.
Location, Beverly Hills.
So good.
Are you putting in a bid?
Well, let's hear some more.
March 1998, $500,000. Mm. August 1999, $700,000. March 2002, $2 million. Current price, $7 million.
It's not a bargain, but I'm thinking, right... If we all clubs together, we could buy this. If all of our listeners put a quid in, we could get this house. And it's the one that she got wheeled out of.
doesn't say that on the ad, though, does
it? And they probably don't tell you that when you have a look round either.
That might have put the price up a bit.
Yeah, this is the one where she got wheeled out. But you can tell when you look at the estate agent's details online that very door is the one that...
she was wheeled out.
Yeah, so exciting.
So you want £1 off every listener?
If all of us clubs in, right, and do this, we could all take it in turns to stay there.
Okay, that would be one heck of a rota to try and organise. Alternatively, why don't you just buy it for us all and then we can all stay there?
I don't have that kind of money, chappers. Imagine, though, what has gone on behind those closed doors. I want this so much. Anyone else up for it? 8-1-9? Like I said, we all take it in turns, it'd be fine. More classifieds coming up after six.
I bet you've got the deposit.
I really haven't.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, she's not here. We're getting a parrot to replace, so she's gone on holiday, but she's left us some classifieds, loads of bargains here, as we defy the credit crunch. Becky's classifieds is on. Let me know if any of this takes your fancy. Now, this first one is something that's wanted, okay?
Wanted. Ferret.
Now, this could be good.
I'm looking for a ferret in the Bournemouth, Southampton area.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't you.
No.
Young would be perfect, but 1 year would be fine too, as long as they're toilet trained and don't bite. Sex, preferably female, but male would also do fine.
I know people like that. Not fussy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking I could get this ferret for my flatmate, right? And if it turns out to be annoying, then I just give it to this person. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
Phone anytime, or just email. Thanks, Louise.
Can't they just go to a ferret shop?
I don't think...
Where do you get ferrets?
Well, not from a ferret shop. I don't think they exist, do they?
Well, where do you get them, then?
Well, I would assume a pet shop.
Right.
Anyway. Ferrets are us.
Anyway, so I might... Yeah, okay. I'm going to keep tracks on that one, because that could work out well for me. Next!
Magician with a difference.
Oh, now this is good.
Oh, now I'm wary already.
No, you know, in the credit crunch, you know, you don't want to spend a lot of money on entertainment. Because, you know, going to gigs, going to a football match or something, it can be expensive, can't it?
Do you charge a lot? Go to gigs.
This is some great value entertainment right here.
Okay.
Entertaining and not much money.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Right.
It's a magician, so you'd hope so, wouldn't you, really?
Available for corporate events, Christmas parties, clubs, pubs, in fact, any event you care to mention.
Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere at all.
Yep. I'd love a magician. If we all chipped in, we could get this.
One. A totally commanding stand-up stage act, more magical than his performance. A natural comedic ability that has you laughing as soon as he enters the stage.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. So the stage is more magical than his performance. Is
one. A totally commanding stand-up stage act, more magical than his performance.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Is that just Greg not reading it out?
Probably.
Two. Ability to move amongst the audience in a mysterious way, offering you an amazing close-up of his magic.
Now, you do that on the odd gig, don't you?
What, move the audience move in a mysterious way?
Offering them a real close-up look at your act.
Yeah, I do, actually. Some more than others. How do you move through the audience in a mysterious way? Is it like this?
It's just like that, yes. It looked like you were swimming then.
Thanks.
Three. Book him today and laugh away from start to finish. Special deals for first-time bookings, negotiable.
Okay,
good.
Typically performed at private functions, birthdays and dinner parties, as well as upmarket corporate functions. He has a well-established reputation for a funny and outstanding performance.
Sounds good.
Really good.
Book him now by contacting his booking agent.
Okay. So, there's a magician there who moves through the audience in a mysterious way.
He still, in the whole of that, didn't say what his difference is.
No, but you have to see it, you see. Tease. It's teasing you. We need to book him, I think. He sounds really good. I just want to see him move in a mysterious way.
So at the moment, we're booking a parrot and a magician who moves in a mysterious way. Is this for the same show?
Yeah.
Next. Skull ornaments.
Skull ornaments.
I have a few skull ornaments for sale, which I collected. I've only just decided to let them go.
Okay, now that to me means you ring the police.
If you're mad on skulls or would like to collect them, please contact me. I have several different ones, which include a dragon skull and the cast of a real skull, which will be £50 each.
No.
I didn't think dragons were real. How's he got a dragon skull?
He's making it up, isn't he?
Yeah.
They don't exist.
Isn't the first question you'd ask is how has a person got hold of a real skull?
Yeah, I think I don't like that at all. Next. Oh, this is good. There's loads of different things here. See if any of these take your fancy.
A collection of items just taking up room. Make offers. £1.
Now, this is the kind of thing my flatmate would do because he likes to put loads of junk in our house.
Not skulls, though.
Not skulls.
I would hope.
I have got rid of the fish, though, if you weren't listening earlier. He's split up with his girlfriend. She's taking the fish. Amazing.
Would rather sell in bulk, but make offers on anything you like. Mannequins with stands, times two. One has rubbed out pencil on it. Selection of PlayStation magazines, cassettes. Now 27, and shaggy, bombastic.
I'd like a mannequin, though.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would you do? Hang on.
Mini disc player holder, Ben Sherman wallet. Steve-O DVD, Volcanoes DVD. PlayStation cheats, mini discs, mainly deleting, Mail Tycoon, PC game import, but works, men's cheap jewellery, ring, bracelet, necklace, silver colour, bag of pogs / tazos, Slazenger cricket pads, spare mini disc cases, mini disc holders, boxes, times two, Euro trim press up handles, 15 SIM cards.
Wow, just goes on and on.
What's a Euro? I don't know. What's a Euro trim press up handle?
Don't know, but it sounds good.
Okay, right.
You're talking to the person that bought the Orbitrack elliptical glider here. Hello. I love the exercise.
Why do you want a mannequin, anyhow? That's what I was trying to ask you.
I just think it would be fun.
What would you do with it?
Because I could pretend that I was in a shop window whilst in the comfort of my own home. Put clothes on it, take clothes off it.
Would you wire it up like Macaulay Culkin does in Home Alone to scare off burglars? Dance around the flat with it.
Oh, yeah, I have quite an idea. They're very versatile, aren't they?
Based in Otley, West Yorkshire, not where the map indicator shows.
Oh, good. Really good. So, any of that lots that you fancy?
I'll take the Slazenger cricket pads.
Okay. Anybody else?
You don't know what they are, do you?
No. 8-1-1-9, what are they?
They protect your legs when you're batting.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to investigate the ferret. Although, no, they want a ferret, don't they?
I thought you're going to sort a ferret out, and if it doesn't work with your flatmate, you'll send it to them.
Yeah.
You're going to get the magician.
Who moves in a mysterious way.
Yeah, there you
go. Not the skulls.
Not the skulls, because that's wrong.
No, I don't want any of the junk either. Thanks.
This is Scott Mills. Radio 1. Radio 1.